Hi there, welcome to Come All Ye. I'm Bruce Cameron on Community Radio 2MCE in the central west of New South Wales, Bathurst and Orange, 92.3 in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange, and all over the place, streaming to the world via www.2mce.org. This is a folk music program. We'll start with a track from way back 1929, would you believe? This is Gid Tanner and the Skillet Lickers with an old version of Soldier's Joy.
Well, folks, here we are again, the Skillet Lickers, red hot and ready to go. We're going to play you another little tune this morning. I want you to grab that gal and shake her foot and moan. Don't you let them dance on your new carpet. You make them roll it up.
Scratching that dog, brand new little dog, by no child. Play in the center and just catch air, holding you, don't let her sitting on a sweet potato vine, grasshopper sitting on a sweet potato vine, grasshopper sitting on a sweet potato vine, long jump a chicken and says you're mine. I'm gonna get a drink, don't you wanna go? I'm gonna get a drink, don't you wanna go? Oh, Lord, soldier's joy. $0.15 for the beer, $0.25 for the morphine, they're gonna take me away from here.
Country tune, that one called Soldier's Joy. You don't always hear it sung. It's a very well-known melody in all sorts of different traditional music genres, but they're sung from the Skillet Lickers, an album called Old Time Fiddle Tunes and Songs from North Georgia. Fairly specific. And that's from 1929. This one's not from 1929, but it's a few decades after that. This is Bob Dylan.
I pity the poor immigrant who wishes he would have stayed home, who uses all his power to do evil, but in the end is always left so alone. That man whom with his fingers cheats and whom lies with every breath. Who passionately hates his life and likewise fears his death. I pity the poor immigrant whose strength is spent in vain, whose heaven is like iron sides, whose tears are like rain. But is not satisfied, who hears but does not see, who falls in love with wealth itself and turns his back on me. Who tramples through the mud, who fills his mouth with laughing, and who builds his town with blood, whose visions in the final end must shatter like the glass. I pity the poor immigrant when his gladness comes to pass.
Bob Dylan, one of his more confusing songs, I Pity the Poor Immigrant. Is it about an immigrant or is it about someone who's kind of living in the style of an immigrant? All very odd, as so many of his songs were. John Wesley Harding was the name of the album that that came from, and it was all the songs on it were composed while Dylan was recovering from a motorcycle accident in 1966. I play that one occasionally just to make you think about what the heck was Dylan thinking. I Pity the Poor Immigrant. Here's a song about, well, another analogy, this one. This is John Barleycorn, an old English song sung by the Wilson family. They came from Durham. Some of them are still singing.
John Barleycorn is a hero, bold as any in the land. His fame has stood for ages good and shall forever stand. The whole wide world respects him, no matter friend or foe. And where they be that makes to free, he's sure to lay them low. Hey, John Barleycorn, oh, John Barleycorn, old and young, thy praises song, John Barleycorn. To see him in his pride of growth, his robes are rich and green, his hair is big with goodly beef,
fit knight to serve the Queen. And when the harvest time comes around and John is stricken down, he'll use his blood for England's good and Englishmen's renown. Hey, John Barleycorn, oh, John Barleycorn, old and young thy praises sung. John Barleycorn, the lord in courtly castle, the squire in stately hall, the great of name, of birth and fame, to John for succor come. He bids the troubled land rejoice, brings warmth to nature's call, makes weak men strong and old men young, and all men brave and bold. Hey, John Barleycorn, oh, John Barleycorn, old and young thy praises sung. John Barleycorn, then shout for aid, John Barleycorn, nor heed the luscious vine. I have no mind much charm to find in a potent draught of wine. Give me my native nut brown ale, all other drinks I'll scorn, for English cheer is English beer, our own John Barleycorn. Hey, John Barleycorn, oh, John Barleycorn, old and young thy praises sung. John Barleycorn.
Very fine singing group from Durham in the northeast of England, the Wilson Family, an album called The Wilson Family Album. Fairly unambiguous there. John Barleycorn, of course, a personification of barley. Probably a better-known melody and storyline to that song. It's been recorded more widely, but I thought I'd play that one because it's a bit different. Just as Bob Dylan's I Pity the Poor Immigrant was a The melody, anyway, was a direct steal, I think, from Come All Ye Tramps and Hawkers. Much older melody and much older song, but totally different theme. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. I'm Bruce Cameron, and I hope you're enjoying the folk music.
Thank you.
set of three tunes played by a set of four people. The four people were Noel O'Grady, Henry Benner, John Carty and Marcus Hernan, who performed and recorded for a little while as The Good Mixer. The tunes we heard were The Culfatta, Paddy Mills's and The Noon Lasses. John Carty, possibly the best known of those musicians. The album came out on his own record label called Racket Records. A song now from Chris Foster from the West Country of England. His voice I find quite charming. And this song is called The Banks of Newfoundland.
Oh, you Western Ocean labourers, I would have you all beware that when you're aboard of a packet ship, no dungaree jumpers wear, but have a big monkey jacket always at your command. And think of the cold nor'westers that blow on the banks of Newfoundland. So we'll rob around and scrub around with holy stone and sand, and say farewell to the virgin rocks on the banks of Newfoundland. One night as I lay in me bunk dreaming all alone, I dreamt I was in Liverpool, way up in Marylebone, with my true love there beside of me, and a jug of ale in hand. When I woke broken hearted on the banks of Newfoundland, so we'll rob around and scrub around with holy stone and sand, and say farewell to the virgin rocks on the banks of Newfoundland. We had Wadden Lynch from Ballinahinch, Jimmy Murphy and Mike Moore, and it was in the winter of 62 that them sea boys suffered a sore, for they'd sold their clothes in Liverpool and pawned them out of hand, not thinking of cold nor'westers that blow on the banks of Newfoundland. So we'll rob around and scrub around with holy stone and sand, and say farewell to the virgin rocks on the banks of Newfoundland. We had one female passenger, Bridget Riley was her name, and to her I had promised marriage, and on me she had a claim. And she tore up her flannel petticoats to make mittens for our hands. She couldn't see us sea boys freeze on the banks of Newfoundland. So we'll rob around and scrub around with holy stone and sand, and say farewell to the virgin rocks on the banks of Newfoundland. Oh, and now we are off Sandy Hook, me boys, and the land's all covered with snow, and a tugboat will take our hawser, and for New York we will tow. And when we get into the Black Bull Dock, boys and girls will stand and bid adieu to the virgin rocks on the banks of Newfoundland. So we'll rob around and scrub around with holy stone and sand, and say farewell to the virgin rocks on the
the album Jewels. That's Chris Foster and the Banks of Newfoundland. I think I'll introduce you to the featured album now. We have a featured album most weeks, and this week it comes from a group called Amadi, A-M-A-I-D-I, pronounced Amadi. They come from Brisbane. They're all reasonably young musicians. Jack Mamaris plays piano accordion, David McDonald plays fiddle, Lachlan Baldwin plays guitar and sings and writes a lot of songs as well. And Samuel DeSanti plays banjo and fiddle. And he also writes tunes. The first track I'll take from this album, which is called Beyond Cape Capricorn, features a song composed by Harry Robertson. You've heard the song on the program many times over the years. It's called Ship Repairing Men. And then a tune put at the end called Farewell to Chernobyl, which is gaining currency in folk circles as we approach the 40th anniversary of the Chernobyl nuclear reactor disaster, which was early 1986. The tune was composed not by a member of Amity, but by Michael Ferry. So, Harry Robertson's song about his time in the shipyards, working in the shipyards of Brisbane in the 1960s. Then the tune Farewell to Chernobyl, composed by Michael Ferry, from our featured album, which is called Beyond Cape Capricorn by the Brisbane group Amity.
The workshops off we go, toolkits heavy in our hands, to the big ship that's just come in from a trip to foreign lands, with salty streaks and rust of marter, but the moorings hold it tight, and we'll work to fix her engines all today and half tonight. Don't wait up for me this evening, I'll be out all night again, working on the Brisbane River with the ship repairing men. Drop with power, drinking up the furnace heat, and the water turns to driving steam to make the engines beat, and the feed pump sighing whale to us cuts through all of the sounds, as it sings a song of triumph for the valves that we have ground. Don't wait up for me this evening, I'll be out all night again, working on the Brisbane River with the ship repairing men. Through the wild and stormy seas, we'll be machined and fitted till they run with silent ease, and the winch that rattles every time the piston turns shaft will hum along and sing its song to the men skilled in their craft. Don't wait up for me this evening, I'll be out all night again, working on the Brisbane River with a ship repairing men. Don't wait up for me this evening, I'll be out all night again, working on the Brisbane River with a ship repairing men. In his gold braid, all his men of lesser ranks. You ever thought that stately craft might never sail again, if it wasn't for the toil and sweat of those ship-preparing men? Don't wait up for me this evening, I'll be out all night again, working on the Brisbane River with the ship-preparing men. Well, from the workshops off we go, a tool gets heavy in our hands, one that's just coming from a trip to foreign lands, salty streaks and rusted marker, but the mooring's hold us tight, and we'll work to fix our engines all today and half tonight. Don't wait up for me this evening, I'll be out all night again, working on the Brisbane River with the ship repairing men. Don't wait up for me this evening, I'll be out all night again, working on the Brisbane River with the ship repairing men.
song composed by Harry Robertson, an expatriate Scot who spent the last part of his life living in Brisbane. That's where this band comes from. They're called Armity, and it's our featured album today called Beyond Cape Capricorn. Very energetic young musicians, this lot. I can tell you Harry Robertson didn't sing that song quite that way. But there we have a good example of what this band can do. Jack Mamaris plays piano accordion. David McDonald plays fiddle. Sam DeSanti playing banjo. And he also plays fiddle, although he wasn't playing it on that track. Lachlan Baldwin plays guitar and sings. From the featured album, we'll go to an instrumental from Blazin' Fiddles. They've been around quite a while. This is from their album called Six. And they've been around so long they stopped worrying about giving names to their albums. This is Six. A couple of tunes. Mama, Come Let's Dance, composed by the late Jerry Holland from Canada. Born in Boston. It's always associated with Cape Breton music. And the second tune in this set is called She's Sweetest When She's Naked. However, almost disappointingly, that refers to drinking whiskey undiluted, meaning don't put water or coke or ice even in it. Just have a good whiskey, neat, because she's sweetest when she's naked.
Thank you.
That's a really good ensemble, Blazin' Fiddles, they're called, from an album called Six. We heard Mama Come Let's Dance, a tune composed by Jerry Holland, and She's Sweetest When She's Naked, traditional tune, referring, of course, to undiluted whiskey. I don't know what else it could possibly mean. The next track comes from an album recorded in Australia many years ago called A Wench, A Whale and A Pint of Good Ale. Very old album, sometime in the 1960s this was recorded, I suspect. Martin Wyndham Reid, Danny Spooner, Gordon McIntyre and Peter Dickey. This is The Apprentice Song. Apprentice Song, that's called, possibly also known as The Sheffield Apprentice. It was composed a long time ago by Ian Campbell, 1960s, I think. Song about the life of a worker in the gas industry, or at least training to be a member of the workforce in the gas industry. Sung by a fine group of men in Australian folk circles in the 1960s, Martin Wyndham Reid, Danny Spooner, Gordon McIntyre and Peter Dickey. Next one, also Australian. This is from an album that's mostly fiddle tunes. It's called The Fiddle Music of Joe Yates. Joe Yates lived in the Bathurst region all of his long life. Tunes associated with Joe Yates have been collected over many years and they're in the repertoire now, many of them. A lot of them didn't have names, so various people have come up with strange names for some of them. However, we're not going to hear a fiddle tune as such. We're going to hear a song called Sweet William, which I think was sung by Joe Yates's uncle or some member of the family, from an album released by Catherine Ovenden, Wendy Hodgins and Steve Cook. A good effort, this one. The Fiddle Music of Joe Yates. Worth listening to the album.
Susan came on board, aware if my sweet William sails among your crew. William, who high upon the yard, rocked by the billows to and fro, soon as her well-known voice he heard, he sighed and cast his eyes below. Susan, lovely dear, my vow shall ever true remain. Let me kiss off that fallen tear. We only part to meet again. And while the winds may change, my heart shall be the faithful compass that always points to thee. Landsmen say, who tempt with doubt thy constant mind. They tell thee sailors went away in every port a mistress find, and yet believe them when they tell thee so, for thou art present. I feel you present wheresoe'er I go.
Pretty song called Sweet William. Catherine Ovenden, Wendy Hodgins and Steve Cook. And the song turns up on an album called The Fiddle Music of Jay Yates, and I think all of it's fiddle music apart from one song, which we just heard. And I can remember going to the launch, or one of the launches anyway, of that album in Hill End some time ago. Jay Yates came from Tambaroora out near Hill End early in his life. Back to the featured album for the next one. Three tunes, all composed by members of the group Armady. First one's called Port Arlington, which is a location down on the Mornington Peninsula of Victoria and the site of the National Celtic Festival. Yeah, National Celtic Festival. The tune composed by the piano accordionist in this group, Jack Mamaris, and banjo slash fiddle player, Sam DeSanti. Second tune, Chasing Shadows, composed by Sam. And the third one, once again, Jack Mamaris and Sam DeSanti composed Ants in My Gin. These are tunes written by Jack and Sam after events at the 2024 National Celtic Folk Festival, as in Port Arlington. And they add, there may have been a delayed flight, a speeding fine, detours, amongst other things. We'll be right back. Well, I did say they were lively, bordering on frenetic at some points. That's the group Amity, and I should tell you it comes from a Gaelic word, or maybe Gaelic word, meaning nonsense or silly. And they say that reflects the playful spirit at the core of their music. They go on. We blend the rich traditions of Irish, Scottish and Australian folk with original compositions, crafting fast-paced neo-trad tunes with a modern edge. Fair enough, too. That's Amity from Brisbane. The featured album is called Beyond Cape Capricorn. The three tunes we heard there, two of them, Port Arlington and Ants in My Gin, composed by the accordionist Jack Mamaris and the banjo player Sam DeSanti. And Sam DeSanti composed the second one out of the three called Chasing Shadows. And I said Port Arlington was on the Mornington Peninsula. Of course it's not. Sorry to all Victorians and Victorian-knowledged people. It's on the Bellarine Peninsula, of course. I should know. I played at that festival, the Port Arlington. What else can I tell you about this group? The options, I guess, for membership of the band. Well, Jack Mamaris, he's a pretty good piano accordion player. There is another pretty good piano accordion player in Brisbane. Now, that's Sam DeSanti's father, Dave, when Wonga Willie were up and running in Wollongong. David, of course, was the piano accordion player in that band. And Sam was just a little kid for much of that time. I ran into Sam at a national folk festival a couple of years ago and simply didn't recognise him. He said hello to me, and I didn't know who he was because I hadn't seen him about 6'2" and with a full black beard before. But now, resident in Brisbane and playing very fine music. More from Amity in just a little while. Here's Dave DeHugard.
When the kindly hours of darkness set for the light of moon and star, hide the picture on the signboard over Watty's Horse Bazaar. When the last rose tints are fading on the distant mulga scrub, the salvos pray for Watty at the entrance of his pub. And I often sit at Watty's when the night is very near, with a head full of jingles, and as I sip at me beer, I sometimes have the fancy when I'm over there, when the salvos pray for Watty, I'm included in the prayer. There's Watty in his armchair in its old accustomed place, with a fatherly expression on his round passive face, his folded arms before him in a calm contented way. He nods his head and dozes when he hears the salvos pray. I wonder, does he ponder on the distant years and dim, or his chances over yonder when the salvos pray for him? Has he not a little fear for that hot place below, where according to the good Christians all publicans should go? Well, his features show no token of the feeling in his breast, except of peace unbroken and a conscience well at rest. And we guzzled as we guzzled long before the salvos came, and the loafers wait for shouters, we all get there just the same. It'd take a lot of praying, lots of thumping on that drum, to prepare our sinful straying erring souls for kingdom come. But I love my fellow sinners, so I hope upon the whole that the salvos get a hearing when they pray for Watty's soul. It'd take a lot of praying, lots of thumping on that drum, to prepare our sinful straying erring souls for kingdom come. But I love my fellow sinners, so I hope upon the whole that the salvos get a hearing when they pray for what is sold.
That's Josephine Marsh playing Tony Dalton's and Tea in a Bucket. Tony Dalton's is a traditional tune and Josephine Marsh composed Tea in a Bucket. She was born in London but's lived in County Clare since she was about four. She's a very good musician and has been to Bathurst.
I'll be all right. I'll be all right, I'll be all right someday. Deep in my heart, I do believe I'll be all right someday. In my darkest hours, I know they won't last. I'll be all right someday. Deep in my heart, I do believe I'll be all right someday. I dead of winter, I can still hear spring. I'll be all right someday. Deep in my heart, I do believe I'll be all right someday. I feel all right, I feel all right, I feel all right today. Deep in my heart, I do believe I feel all right today.
And harmonica of Grant Dermody with I'll Be All Right, a song by the Reverend Gary Davis. And playing guitar was Eric Bibb. Lovely album, that one, Lay Down My Burden, it's called. If you like that modern interpretation of blues stuff, that's a very good one to have a listen to. If you'd like to see what tracks have been played on this program this century and back into a little bit of last century, you can go to comeallye.com and all the playlists are there, going right back to 1998, I think. Not back to when the program started in the 1970s, because we didn't have the wonderful worldwide interweb, did we, back then? But the website's there if you want to access it, and there's a link from the front, from the homepage of the website, to podcasts of this program. Also at 2MCE's website, 2MCE.org, you can find podcasts or listen on demand, call it what you like, of this program and several others here on 2MCE. Another one now from our featured album, which is called Beyond Cape Capricorn by the Brisbane band Armady. This is St. Helena, and it's not the St. Helena that Napoleon Bonaparte spent some time on. It's this St. Helena, it's also an island, but it's off the coast of Brisbane, in the shelter of the Moreton Bay, as they say. In the mid-1800s, the government constructed a maximum security prison on St. Helena to relieve pressure on the other jails in the former colony of Moreton Bay. Lachlan Baldwin wrote this song after touring the ruins that remain on the island to this day.
In 1867, I was sent away to prison for the murder of a man who killed my son. The jail at Petrie Terrace was overloaded, so they sent us to the island as a slave beneath the sun. The first thing we did there was cut the trees down to the cliff. Nowhere to hide and nowhere left to run. After wrapping him in fabric, we dug a grave for old Fitzpatrick. He was the first but not the last to succumb. These are our days on St. Helena, and the waves crash on the shore so small. Far across the bay, we can see the lights of Brisbane, so far away and yet not far at all. Hard labour there was tough, breaks a man right to his core. The sun hurt, but the whip hurt even more. We churned out bricks and
while John McCauley hatched a plan for us to join him to escape back to the mainland Wynnum way. With nothing left to beat us, we climbed aboard the raft of timbers, setting sail for life beyond Moreton Bay. But the power of the sea that overwhelmed us, gang of thieves, and the frigid ocean water took its toll. Old Moreton left her marks and fed our bodies to the sharks, and the Lord had put to rest my suffering soul. These are our days on St. Helena, and the waves crash on the shore so small. But far across the bay, we can see the lights of Brisbane, so far away and yet not far at all. These are our days on St. Helena, and the waves crash on the shore so small. Far across the bay, we can see the lights of Brisbane, so far away and yet not far at all.
That's my tune of the moment. I like that one. It's called the Hesley Side Ride. The group called Devil's Water stuck it on the end of a song called Madam Jane from their album Treading the Marches, mostly music from Cumbria and Northumberland. Madam Jane, pretty much the same melody as an older tune called By Broom Besoms. Interesting arrangement of the music on that album, Treading the Marches. It was a featured album some time ago. Slightly muddy production on the album, though. I'm not too sure about it. Maybe it's the drums. I'm happy to blame drums for everything. It was kind of washy. Not the music itself, just the production. Next, let's hear from Christine Primrose, a voice to be reckoned with. In fact, the album is called Love and Loss, A Lone Voice. A song called Oh Alanan, Oh Sweetheart.
Hukunyerhyam, sukunyerhyam, hukugyaloch, sukugdiyanhyam, hukunkri hanam chliefyam, havoregus nachtuku moyyam.
Oh Alama, nye mobia vege, nye mobia vege, nye and ye move over the lamang, skirt of the knee a bra. Kemmer a hell a stook on ye big magoot and ye marai, you left for il mochare. Hudu atar mi hin samavoch, ganuk mi kyavagas mi nam fasht. O hanuring kusabavich jalat nyai marbiaudu milenap diakan. Salut a yaget vegashianon, a vayushia serimachlia hikvela. Vaminai hiotes minat lesri ekbuna kraiva fovona chvekanya. Hat a yolt misan now molles good, schat a me a gulk and brepam pasch. Uat me a peran urgan hita, get a huat vamocher a sachida. Hurt me vav nach roshen jilas, gurte gohine ach marmas. Va mi pruet ar roed karunye, gar roshen kola gusone sunto. Wat de volken het blazen en oelen, ach nu de gusk mi saun vavu faas. O hella mijn, nje movia bug, nje movia bug, nje ito jali. And ye move over your rain, you lamang, skirt of mullock, knee me, gebrach.
Christine Primrose from the Isle of Lewis in the Outer Hebrides with a song called Oh Sweetheart, or translates as Oh Sweetheart, it's Oh Alanan in the Gaelic. You're listening to Come All Ye The next one comes from Henri Momboise, a track called Le Mariano Fiolerbo. The album is L'Âme de Auvergne.
Correio, Le Mariano Fiolavo. Vos cavalières, le poutou, en place pour la deuxième.
With Le Mariano Fiolerbo from an album called L'Âme de Auvergne. L'Âme de Auvergne. That's better. So, some music from the Auvergne region of France on Come All Ye Today. Martin Carthy and Dave Swarbrick played together on and off for many, many years. One of their finest recordings was Biker Hill. Wonderful album, heard many times on this program. And another track from it right now. This is The Gentleman Soldier.
Oh, it's of a gentleman soldier, as a sentry he did stand there. He kindly saluted the fair maid by the waving of his hand. So boldly then he kissed her, and he passed it off as a joke. Then he drilled her into his sentry box, wrapped up in the soldier's cloak. For the drums did go with the rap-a-tap-tap, and the fives did loudly play, saying a fare thee well, Polly, my dear, I must be going away. Oh, there they tossed and tumbled till daylight did appear. The soldier rose, put on his clothes, saying, fare thee well, my dear. For the drums they are a-beating and the fifes do loudly play. If it weren't for that, Polly, my dear, with you I'd long to stay. For the drums do go with the rap-a-tap-tap, but the fifes do loudly play, saying, fare thee well, Polly, my dear, I must be going away. Now come, you gentleman soldier, and won't you marry me? Oh no, me dearest Polly, such things they never can be. For married I am already, and children I have three. Two wives are allowed in the army, but one's too many for me. For the drums did go with the rap-a-tap-tap, and the fifes too loudly play, saying, fare thee well, Polly, me dear, I must be going away. If If anyone come a-courting you, you treat him to a glass. If anyone come a-courting you, you say you're a country lass. You needn't even tell them that ever you played the joke, that ever you went in a sentry box wrapped up in a soldier's cloak. For the drums did go with a rap-a-tap-tap and the fives did loudly play, saying a fare thee well, Polly, my dear, I must be going away. Oh, come me gentleman soldier, why didn't you tell me so? Me parents will be angry when this they come to know. When 9 long months were up and passed, the poor girl she brought shame, for she had a little militia boy and she couldn't tell his name. For the drums did go with a rap-a-tap-tap and the fives too loudly play, saying a fare thee well, Polly, my dear, I must be going away.
Yes, not really politically correct, but those were the times. Gentleman Soldier, Dave Swarbrick playing fiddle, of course, and Martin Carthy singing from that album called Biker Hill. Another one now from the featured album Beyond Cape Capricorn by the Brisbane group Armity, and this is another Brisbane-centric track. They call it the Clem 7-7. First of the two tunes in the set, Tango's in the Office, composed by Jack Mamaris, who's the accordionist in the band. And the second one is called Shuffle, composed by the tenor banjo player not in the band, Damien O'Kane. The Clem 7-7, why do they call it that? Jack Mamaris wrote Tango's in the Office, just goofing around, but the name was given by Sam DeSanti after he took his Labrador to the office. I don't know why. May I assume the dog is called Tango? The second tune in the set, Shuffle, was written by Damien O'Kane, as I said, and the set got its name after an inadvertent detour through the tolled tunnel in Brisbane, which cost about $7. And the tunnel is called the Clem 7, affectionately or perhaps not affectionately, in Brisbane. It takes its name from a long-time Lord Mayor of Brisbane, called Clem Jones. I guess he had a hand in getting the tunnel in existence. The 7, well, costs about $7 to go through it, apparently, or did when this was composed. The tunnel's not that long. $7 will get you through it. So, a Clem 7 by Armity.
Thank you.
Two rather different instrumental tracks there. That last one was called Grimstock by the York Waits from England. And before that, of course, from the featured album Beyond Cape Capricorn, the group Armady playing the Clem 7. That might be the last track we'll hear from Armady for today. They'll be back. Here's Kate Burke and Ruth Hazelton with the Lake Isle of Innisfree. I've played this many times as well, from their very early album called The Bee Loud Glade.
Proper lads of high renown who love to drink strong ale that's brown. We'll strike each lofty tyrant down with hatchet, pike and gun. Oh, the proper lads for me, and gallant lads they be. We'll love
dusty stroke, the sheer face broke, the cropper lads for me. What though the specials still advance, and soldiers nightly round us prance, the cropper lads still lead the dance, with hatchet, pike and gun. Oh, the cropper lads for me, and gallant lads they be. With lusty stroke, the sheer face broke, the cropper lads for me. By night, when all is still and the moon is hid behind the hill, the cropper lads still do their will with hatchet, pike and gun. Oh, the cropper lads for me, and gallant lads they be. With lusty stroke, the shipwrights broke, the cropper lads for me. Still shall lead the van. Stop him who dares.
Stop him who
dares. Press forward every gallant man with hatchet, pike and gun. Oh, the cropper lads for me, and gallant lads they be. With lusty stroke, the shipwrights broke, the cropper lads for me, and gallant lads they be. With lusty stroke, the shipwrights broke, the cropper lads for me.
Cropper Lads from a collaborative album made some time ago between the group Mawkin, M-A-W-K-I-N, and a fine English musician called Jim Causley. And they call themselves Mawkin Causley. Here's another track from Canada. This is Le Vin du Nord from their album Vin Printemps, 20 Springs. This is La Centaurée. some fine French Canadians stepping out there. Le Vent du Nord from a track called La Centaurée. We'll go out today with a set of tunes by a group called Skyhook. Skyhook. We're hearing a tune called In Memory of Jerry, which was composed by Kath James, who is a member of this group. Really a trio, Kath James playing fiddle and viola, Owen Teeter playing guitar and bouzouki and singing some songs, and Martin Harwood plays fiddle as well, guitar and bouzouki. So we've got In Memory of Jerry, then we'll go into a traditional tune called Highlands of Banffshire, then another one from Kath James called Mavis Beacon Teaches Typing. And she writes, "It may not be common knowledge that Mavis Beacon cannot teach or type, as she is not a real person." Okay, good. Thanks for your company today. You've been listening to Come All Ye on Community Radio 2MCE. I'm Bruce Cameron. See you next time. Bye now. Been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.